Apply today.
The nukes and Iran. It's a story that we have no idea how it's going to end. But if you had to make the choice, what would you do? Try to counteract what Iran's doing or just stay out of it? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff in this jam-packed hour. When I say stuff, it's the stuff that's instant water cooler buzz. I love these overnight hours because it's such a great audience. And I don't care if you agree with me or not or what your ideology is, by the way. Everybody's welcome. It's all part of the conversation. Why would we shut anyone out? So left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or just flat out confused or furious like so many of us are. I have to admit to that. The frustrations are running high across the country, and I can see why. You see it in your own neighborhoods based on the economy and the fact that our unemployment is almost at 10%, which even though they're saying 9.5, I really think it's closer to 10. And places like Nevada, you're talking about 15%, almost 15%. That's crazy. The housing market there has been ripped to shreds. Anybody got a small business? How's your small business doing? I fear for the small business owners, which I'm about capitalism, baby. That's what America was built on, and I so worry that we're going to see chunks of that disappear because small business is what makes us thrive here in the United States, which is why so many people want the opportunity to come to America. You know that Statue of Liberty thing that we have in the Hudson that symbolizes give us everybody, you're tired, you're poor, all that stuff? That's what we were, and it's amazing what this country has become, and I think the reason there's so much frustration is because people are worried about losing that freedom, losing the greatness that is America, that has so enchanted many people from many other places that they have waited in line for 7+ years just to get a chance to come to the United States. Of course, we're talking about legally immigrating to the United States and becoming a citizen. All right, something else we're going to dive into right from the get-go is the egg recall. As a big fan of the egg, I like my eggs. Since I moved to Texas, I like the egg sandwich and eggs over easy. And it is scary when anything happens to the food system, but 1,300 people that have gotten sick as now this egg recall has been expanded is very frightening, I think. And what salmonella will do to you, if you know anything about it. So far, thank goodness, nobody has died as a result of this. And the good thing is they're pumping the word out as fast as possible so that people look at the brands of eggs that they have, because it might be too late. They might be sitting in your refrigerator somewhere because of where you purchase it from. And it all stems from this one farm in Iowa and where they were ultimately shipped off for. And from the files of, you won't believe this, there's an FBI agent who's been busted for hiring illegal immigrants. Yeah, that's right. That's nice. Wait till you hear this story, too. It's a page-turner, to say the least. And then we go back to this, the mosque being built, or the Islamic center, because really it's more than a mosque. It is an Islamic center where there's a pool and a gym and restaurants and all kinds of other things, $100 million. And there will be a mosque there, certainly, and it's two blocks from Ground Zero. It's 51 Park is the actual place. If you go to the website, americatonight.net, you'll see a little picture of it that shows you what it's like. It's just a piece of property now at this point, and a lot of people are weighing in on it, and a lot of Democrats are not for keeping this Islamic center, letting the developers go ahead in that area, saying, you know, find another place. I heard from a friend today in New York City who says there's actually ads on the buses. So you'll see ads of the family members who lost a son, a daughter, whomever, saying that they want to see the mosque moved. Wow. And there's TV ads there, too. So this has become hotter than hot, and not just in New York City, but across the country. And with all the things on the plate of, or on the minds, it's a better way to put it, on the minds of many of us, when it comes to voting for whomever you decide you're going to vote for on November 2nd, wonder how much this will play into everything that you're deciding. And I think you've got the economy of health care reform, financial reform. You've got a slew of other things that affect you. But you might toss in what's happening in New York. And actually, some people are changing their mind on it. It's that it's not just a New York issue. Like the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, was saying that it's about zoning. It's about New York. I don't understand. You know, who's funding this? What's this about? But it couldn't be hotter. It is the biggest water cooler buzz, period, across the country. Even temporarily, it's knocked illegal immigration off the map. How about that? At the top, you have Kathleen Sebelius, who's in charge of health in this country. Well, you know, that's her position, basically, as the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And she talked about the pandemic. You know, the whole thing that we went through with swine flu. To me, it's still bothersome as to what is the pandemic. I mean, why did the WHO label it a pandemic? And then think of all the money that was blown on those vaccines for the H1N1. Crazy. So here was what she said.
We know that our enemies are constantly probing for weakness. Every year, new threats emerge. And the old ones evolve to become resistant to our known medicine. In this age of new threats, we aren't generating enough products. In a business where delay costs lives, we couldn't manufacture and develop countermeasures fast enough.
All right, she says bring on the countermeasures, but what happens when it blows up in your face like we saw with the swine flu? Brian is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Fine. I'd like to touch on a couple of issues that has been in the news lately.
Sure.
First of all, with the egg recall, I seen a sign at one of my local grocery stores tonight that should probably be clarified from what everybody's been hearing on the egg recall.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Dutch Farm eggs is not every one Dutch Farm has that is affected. It's only the ones that have been distributed to one store. And if you wouldn't mind, I could tell everybody the one store
sure.
to the sign that they're distributed to. That would be the Walgreens stores in the affected areas that those Dutch Farm eggs are the only ones distributed to, according to the sign I've seen at my local grocery store.
All right, thanks. That's good.
And also, in regards to Rod Blagojevich, to me, he may have gotten off easy with just that one guilty verdict. But to me, the federal government didn't exactly have enough time to collect their case before they had to move on him with the election of President Obama. So to me, the government didn't really have enough time to really collect their case
mm-hmm.
before they had to move. But he's got the state of Illinois to so big of a deficit, it's not even funny, and no one really knows what to do over there.
Well, yeah, that's it. You know what, Brian? You hit the nail on the head. I love that. Nobody knows what to do over there, and that, in a nutshell, solves the problem. You're right. That's the problem with politics in Illinois and politics with Chicago. Patrick Fitzgerald didn't prove out the case either. Hang with us, everybody. Thanks, Brian.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone.
Unless you want to.
And no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com. The best home-based business in existence today for for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Bring this up with all the opinions that are floating around about the situation at Ground Zero with this mosque/Islamic center. Now the Catholic Archbishop was asked about it, Timothy Dolan, and he says he not only backs relocating the mosque, but has volunteered to help find another spot to try to settle the controversy down, because what happened was he was asked so much about it, he threw an impromptu news conference to say he doesn't really have strong feelings about it, but that he hopes there's a compromise. And he is probably the most prominent New York religious leader that is kind of a mediator. Somehow he's come into that role, and because he's intervened before. So that's why he was asked about it. But isn't that interesting? And he wouldn't expound on anything because a couple of reporters tried to ask him some more questions. But he since controversy has erupted, he's kind of stayed away from, you know, he's backed away from too much of it. And I thought it was funny that he threw the news conference. Let's find out what the most powerful Catholic in New York has to say about this. And then also Rudy Giuliani came out and obviously lay up the former mayor, says, yeah, get it out of there. You know, it shouldn't be there. It could just relocate it to some other spot. That completely makes sense. We know the governor says there's massive support that's growing for this new site. And that's really what, you know, really what needs to happen. So the bottom line is I really honestly believe that the Cordova folks didn't realize what a ticking time bomb this has now become for them in this proposed site. I mean, could they have been that dumb? But really, it is just mushroomed beyond belief. And Patterson is right. There's been a lot of support for a possible land swap to give an alternate site for this center that's planned for near Ground Zero. And he, you know, what's happening is people are saying they support the developer's rights, but that the momentum is just now so off the hook that it would only be safe, if anything else, to find another site. Ooh, I wonder what's going to happen here. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, sweetie. But before I start, I want really, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you for letting me go on and on last night because, you know, normally I'm such a, I'm so vain. I usually tape my phone calls because I like to listen to myself and see if I make a decent point or, you know, something like that. And I didn't tape that call last night, so...
I know you made some good points because you were talking about what a lot of people read the New York papers. There's links to them all over the place.
Right.
And you were right. You were saying, look, follow the chain of what's happened. And Mark, usually the problem is that, and you know this because everyone's so busy and they're just trying to
right.
hold their life together, they don't have time to put all the links together. And a lot of times that falls through the cracks. You made a good analogy when you were talking about it.
And I appreciate that. And believe me, I'm just one guy, and my life is empty in other areas, so I have the time to to do that. But, you know, if I can engage anybody or make the audience think, that's all about it. What's really upsetting me, we call it a distraction because I know I go off on tangents and non sequiturs and everything, but I'll stay with this. I saw the column by Rich Lowry about... I'm just curious, and I say it to you, I say it to America, what kind of country are we living in when the Speaker of the House questions the funding of the people behind the opposition to the mosque? Now, let's look. I think they're going to build it there. And you can call me anti-Muslim, anti-this. You can do whatever you want. If you don't know me or you don't know the history, I don't really care. But what's galling is the Speaker of the House can come out and say, you know, we need to investigate the funding behind the opposition. Let me just say this on the air to America. This is Mark from Portchester, New York. Hello, Speaker Pelosi. Hi. You can come investigate me anytime you want. All I'm doing is calling Kate Delaney's show down in Dallas, Texas, and I'm telling you that, you know, if you listen to this phone call, the previous phone call, we're opposed to it for different reasons. But there's no nefarious... No one funds me. No, Kate can shut me off anytime she wants. I'm just one caller. Anyone else can call in. I'm disgusted. Is anyone running against this woman for re-election at the House of Representatives of California?
She's got it, yeah.
Yeah, and if not, this just gives more impetus to the fact that we need to get everybody out of the House of Representatives, with the rare exception of, you know, like, I love Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann, and, you know, that must peg me as some kind of extremist. But for her to say this and to, I mean, you know, you can't even speak your mind or have a loyal opposition or, you know, get together with your friends and your government thinks that you're somehow being funded by, you know, the fairy.
I know. And I know. It's ridiculous.
And more of a distraction than anything else is, you know, I'll get off the line quick, but this war coming, looming war with Iran, where apparently Israel has, what, 2 days to
decide.
Does anyone realize how close to the precipice we are? I mean, I can't do anything about it. We can talk about it, but you know, it's totally, totally frightening what's going on. And you know, now I'm calmed down like from than I was last night. But it just everything is just so frightening. So I just really wanted to thank you. And before you hang up, does anybody know what? And this is a totally different subject. I just have to bring this up. This guy that parked his pickup truck outside that police station and fired it at the. Did you see that a couple days ago? This maniac with the pickup truck.
It happened right down the street from me, Mark. I got calls from all the networks to do reports for them. Yeah,
yes.
You're talking about the guy in McKinney, Texas, yeah.
Right, and I look at this and I said, I immediately, now without listening to any other, this is my own thoughts, false flag, I'm like, well, he shot all these rounds, but he didn't kill anybody, and
right.
They killed him. Have they tried to peg him or link him to anybody or any group? Because I see with the mosque and... with the other with the Joe Stack flying the plane and this guy firing a semi-automatic weapon 100 rounds, so to apparently, at all these police and the building, the courthouse.
Sure.
And no one gets hit. Did no one get hit purposely? I mean, look, I talked about mind control once before, and it's not off the wall. I mean, what the hell would
yeah, what was the motivation?
And if he really, really wanted to kill, you'd really think, like the Times Square bomber or the bomber on the plane, you really think these things wouldn't have gone off if they really didn't want to? I'm not trying to link all three. I'm just saying I see this stuff, and I can't immediately take the news people's you know, their justification for what he did at face value. I'm just saying, good God, what is going on? And did someone really put this guy up to it? And that's it. I'll call you next week. Thanks, Vic.
Yeah, what is it? I have more on that. Thanks, Mark. So what the deal is with the guy is, no, there's no link to any terrorists. This guy was a bumbling idiot. He was just a lonely, sad guy, and I truly believe that, who had a roommate who said, geez, he was kind of a loner, and I really liked him. But I had no clue he was capable of that. His parents had just filed for bankruptcy. He's 29 years old. He quit his job. He seemed disillusioned. He was writing crazy things on Facebook to a 16-year-old girl in Georgia. And I think you know what I think it was? I think he was nutty. And I think he wanted his 15 minutes of fame. What's scary is that's part of it for some people. I don't believe that this guy had any links to any terrorists or any kind of brainwashing or any of that kind of stuff. I think he was just completely loosened up, and that was it. And he was going to make a statement, and he fired off all those rounds, and nothing happened with the loaded-down truck. It was really the trailer. He was pulling a trailer that he had, and it just was on fire. But he was going out in a blaze of glory, and that was it. No links there. Abdullah Muttalib, the Christmas Day would-be bomber, different story, I think, even from Faisal Shahzad. And I truly believe that they had harmful intentions, and that this strictly was that they were two guys that wanted to also make a name for themselves in the name of Allah. And they were non-extremists. In other words, they wanted to be part of the club. And they both bungled. What happened is they weren't able to ignite the plane, what he had, the underwear, or Shahzad wasn't able to do that with the truck full of explosives he had, because he was an idiot. He was an amateur who was a fringe guy who wanted to be part of the bigger picture that just couldn't make it and didn't have enough experience, thank goodness, because who knows what would have happened there. All right, I got more details on now what's happened at this mosque site. Wait till you hear this next on the flip side.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio
for over 10 years.
GCN. Great talk radio
starts here.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks. soaks up. The Sparkle Auto Chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Down the street, pull way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip.
Coming up on America Tonight, we're gonna hit the mail. We got a pile of it too. You can always send in your thoughts, americatonight.net. Check out our polls and also the daily blog and what you missed. On the front page of the New York Post today, the headline said, Mosque site, a tourist mecca, lures the pro, anti, and just curious. So what's happened now, it's a couple of blocks from Ground Zero, is that people that go there anyway, there's a lot of people that go, are curious about what 51 Park Place is, and they're taking pictures of it. What you see is it's just this old Burlington Coat Factory building, and there are people that are taking pictures of this proposed site and then throwing out their 2 cents for the group there because groups are gathering. So, for example, they quote a couple of different people. There was one 18-year-old kid that was there who said, this is a non-issue. You can't even really see Ground Zero from here. Many of the people who died on 9/11 were Muslims who cared just as much about the country as anyone else. And then you've got another person who threw out this one that I don't see what all the fuss is about. Yes, it was Muslims who attacked the Twin Towers, but it was Muslims using religion as a mask to do what they wanted to do. It has nothing to do with moderate Muslims. Then there was a biker, this is all stuff that was on the front page of the Post, a biker passing by this building that is nothing more than a Burlington Coat Factory now. It doesn't have any signs about what it's going to be or anything. The curiosity has gotten the best of people that are down there. They want to see the piece of property. A biker passes by and sees a guy carrying a placard that read, support freedom of religion, This one's for you, Dan, in Texas. And he yelled out, "We can't go to Mecca. Why should they be able to come here?" So lots of opinions. It's absolutely a hot potato in that city, but across the country, because so many people have opinions on what should really happen. This is something we've been talking about a lot, and I don't understand why, and I'm not saying it's not getting any coverage, but why people aren't as concerned about Iran and the nuke and Israel. Because, and Mark's right about this, what this could ultimately mean for us in the United States. You have the former UN envoy, John Bolton, saying Israel has just 8 days to launch a military strike to halt the nuclear ambitions before an attack would be too risky. So the first reactor is set to go on August 21st. An attack beyond that would be, Bolton's right, then forget it because of the radiation and what it would do to the civilians. And once you got the uranium and the fuel rods, everybody knows that's how it works, right? And they're very close to the reactor. Once they're in the reactor, then it means, he's right, the release of the radiation. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. So if Israel is going to make a bold move, they're going to do it now. I mean, they have just a handful of days to do this. If they're going to do it, that's it. And it's a big win for Iran, because this isn't a secret, not for nothing. Everybody knew this was happening with the whole uranium enrichment thing. So there was no secret. Ahmadinejad has been kicking sand in everyone's face for the past 3, 4, 5 years. Back into the Bush administration. Remember Condi Rice trying to talk about the sanctions and what has to happen and the fears of Iran and all that sort of stuff. And now here we are into the next administration. Same thing. Now, do you really think the Israelis are going to launch an attack? I don't think so. In fact, if I were a betting person, and there were odds on the board on this, the odds aren't very good. I don't think so. Now, what's interesting is there was an Iranian fighter jet that crashed in southern Iran near the nuclear power plant. I mean, they're definitely out there cruising just in case, but I don't think so. I don't think Israel's going to do it for what it would mean, and this would just open up Pandora's box and beyond. I can't even think of words to describe it. I don't believe it's going to happen. Now, Iran, however, has nuclear capacity, or they will quickly have nuclear capacity. All right, we're going to skedaddle to the mailbag because we got tons of it. So without further ado, let's open some up.
The mail is here.
Ooh. Ooh, thank you, Homer Simpson. You know, sometimes I still watch The Simpsons, and I think that's been around for like 18 years, I want to say. That's like 6 states ago for me from the different places that I lived, if anybody can relate to that when you're hopscotching around. All right, so this is from Austin in Texas. And Austin says, "Hey, Kate, I've been listening to your show. You do a great job. I enjoy the way that you talk about the different things that are happening. And I can tell that you try to be as tolerant as possible to the callers. And, you know, I can actually appreciate that. But I just have to say that since both of us are in Texas, I've heard you say you're in a satellite facility. The guy who called about an hour ago was off his rocker. I mean, you got to give me a break here with the let's get rid of all the Muslims. As much as I would love to make a statement like that, because I am sick of some of the things that have happened, you cannot do it. And I think some of what you mentioned was right on target. Yours, Austin." That's the problem with it. Like I said, you could take other religions and say the same thing. Well, it's ridiculous, because it is. It's outrageous what happened with the Catholic religion because of all the kids that were molested, all the mostly young boys, and how this was allowed to just be right under our noses and go on and on and on. And even though the Vatican knew about it, they didn't do anything about it. So we could point to other weaknesses in other religions, and I get it that it's much more extreme when you're talking about taking down the World Trade Centers and everything else, but imagine if you had a blanket statement, then that could affect all of us in different ways, because then somebody could decide, whatever, they don't like that women do this, or we don't like that so-and-so does that, and then all of a sudden, the freedoms that we have would really shrink, and we're all about that. I think Dan, Austin, everybody would agree on it. Whether you like what somebody does or not, you know that they have the freedom to do it. I mean, that's the thing. And if you start to put too many regulations out there, you know what it's like? It's like big government. I don't like big government. Less government is better because it's too obtrusive and there's too many possibilities for some of the scary things that some of you all think is going to happen to actually get set into motion. So we don't want that. Let's see. Here's one from Joe Jenkins. Hey, Kate, let's talk about the Gulf of Mexico and the oil. I agree with you. It's ridiculous to think that the oil has just evaporated. You had somebody on the show to talk about the food. They said it was safe. You agreed as long as it was tested. And I think that's the best course of action because I believe the shrimpers, when they ultimately tell us they will not go into the waters that are contaminated because they don't want to destroy their businesses and it would just be a dumb thing to do now that it's shrimp season. Yeah, that, I mean, that's the thing. Are you eating seafood from the area? I have. I just was in Florida and some of the shrimp was from the Gulf. Some of the shrimp came from the Gulf. And then there was another thing called, oh, I don't know how many people have ever had this fish. Hoghead. And I guess you only get it there. I don't know, but it was good. It just shows what I know. I like to fish, but I don't know much about, the fish in the Gulf other than the obvious popular types that we talk about. So I think the thing to be concerned about is just don't swallow the pill that's being served up that it's all gone, because it's not. It's not all gone. There's at least the 22 miles, and I believe that's deep into the Gulf. So, yeah, there's still, you know, millions of gallons of oil leaked from that busted well. And it's going to hang around longer than initially expected. You know, hey, the good news is, because I'm for all the people in the Gulf Coast. They're the ones that are taking the brunt of this. The good news is that the bloody thing is capped, and you've got the bottom kill on that. And that's good. Because I'm for not killing the way of life in the Gulf Coast. And as somebody who lives not too far from it, frankly, for my own selfish reasons, I've spent tons of time in that area, in those exact areas that they're talking about. I have a family that lives in some of those parts of Louisiana. All right, here's one from Manny. Manny says, hello, Kate. What happened to those birthdays? I used to chuckle when you brought up the birthdays because I recognized maybe one or two of the names and the rest I had no idea who you were talking about. Funny you should mention that, but in our next hour I'm going to do birthdays. I am terrible at the birthday thing. I just, there are some names you recognize and then everybody else is obscure, I guess. And a lot of it has to do with the music world. So if you're up musically, then you probably might know some of them. And this is the final one. This is from Denver, listening to us in Vermont. I love that. I'm Denver from Vermont. Hey, Kate. Love America Tonight. Just started listening about a month ago. Sometimes you talk about this guy, Dennis, on the show, who's from Vermont. I got to say, he is such a good writer. If you're reading his stuff verbatim, what a true wordsmith. I'm proud to say that he's a fellow scribe from Vermont. Not a scribe, an attorney, but he is a good writer. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. you're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Odds and ends here on ATN. Tell you, there's some strange things happening, but, you know, don't we always talk about strange things happening across this great country? Or, for the odds and ends, some of the oddball stuff. And here's one of them. Can you imagine falling 25 feet from the line at a Disney ride? You know, just thinking, and it was like about less than a year ago that I was at Disney, but this is in California. A 20-year-old guy was waiting for a ride in the adventure park, and he fell maybe even more than 25 feet. He was in the building that housed the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. It's a pretty popular ride. He put his leg over the railing, and then he fell. Oh. So he was standing with his friends. He was on a second floor platform. He climbed over the barrier, lost his balance, and that's what happened. This is the thing. They treated him on the site, and they took him to a hospital, and I guess his injuries were minor. That's incredible because it could have been much worse. When you say 25, 30 feet and you think of what could have happened to him, so they shut down the ride briefly since they had to tend to him. And this is a ride, for people who don't know, you go to the top of an elevator shaft and then they drop you. And a lot of people go to ride this ride. It's like 2 minutes, I think, by the time you go up and then the way it falls down. And he survived, though. He had just minor injuries. That's miraculous. he has to feel pretty lucky after that, that it wasn't worse, because I know this ride, and I think I know where he fell, and I'm surprised. He could have easily hit something else, and it could have been certainly much worse than it was for him. Speaking of crazy things happening, and this fits into the odd category, I happened to read this today when I was cruising through a bunch of different papers about this bull. A bull leapt out of an arena in northern Spain and rampaged through the crowd, injuring about 30 people. Don't you always wonder that? I don't know how many people listening have ever been to a bullfight. I've been to 3 bullfights, and one was in Spain, one was in Juarez, which now I wouldn't even step foot in that country, that part of Mexico, just over the Zaragoza Bridge from El Paso. But I was a TV reporter at KTSM, a station in El Paso, and then, long story, that's what sent me over there, and we were covering that. But I when I was watching the fight, I remember thinking that, what stops these bulls from not just somehow getting into the crowd? If they could get themselves up. And that's exactly what happened here. Spectators went flying, and it was during a performance where they were actually showcasing how acrobatic, let's say, the bulls were. It wasn't even a bullfight. So there were a lot of kids in the audience, and it's so lucky. It's right near Pamplona where they have the running of the bulls. It's so lucky that you didn't have anyone who died, because you had a 10-year-old boy who was trampled, you had a 23-year-old woman who had a bunch of spinal injuries, which that's not good to hear, and then you had another guy who was gored, but nobody was killed, and that's lucky, because you think of how big these bulls are and how much they weigh, like 1,000 pounds, 1,000 pounds, and 3,500 people packed into the arena, and like I said, lots of kids on hand. More reasons why you don't bring your children to an arena, and because there's always a chance that a bull could go on a rampage. All right, here's another crazy statistic. This would be more to an end, I think. They came out with this, I guess the Census Bureau, with all the numbers they're manipulating, they say about 46% of U.S. households, are you ready for this, are maintained by a single person. Break that down even further, guys. What's going on? More than half of the unwed are women. For every 100 single women, just 88 single men are available. So the odds really are in the favor of you guys, not in the favor of the women out there. But that's a crazy number. 60, and of the people who were single, 61 of them have never gotten married. So it's not all divorced. 24 are divorced, 15 are widowed. That makes sense. Because if you're older, and or maybe not even older, that could happen to anyone. But more than 31 million are flat out living alone, according to the census, and they're 27% of all the households. You know what the difference is? So check this out. That's up 17% from 1970. I don't think they even had the census then. So you go back to 1970, and there was that big of a difference. Jeez, that's a big leap, I'd have to say. I don't know that I'm necessarily surprised by that, but the odds not in the favor. That's why. You know, like we have Jeremy who listens to us in Alaska, and some other people are starting to listen in Alaska. That's why the odds are so good. When you have all those, you have all the guys, it's the opposite way in Alaska, that if a woman can't meet anyone, I guess in Iowa or Illinois or Missouri or California, wherever, they can go up to Alaska because the ratio is much more in their favor there than it is in the lower states, let's just say. But that's a strange statistic. You can see it. You can see it if you look around and pay attention to what's happening probably in your own neighborhoods. This is a worrisome thing. It's kind of an oddball deal, too. That's why we stuffed it into this segment. But the CDC, of everything that we have to be concerned about, now we've got this other thing that they've put on the charts, and it's, then they're saying that nearly half of the top grossing films from 2009 depicted tobacco, you know, people smoking. And that followed a decline from the early 1990s. And what they did was they, the CDC did studies on all these films to see if they could, if what, how they portrayed smoking, I guess, or whatever. And the National Cancer Institute warns that kids exposed to on-screen smoking are 2 to 3 times more likely to start smoking than teenagers with lighter exposure. See, now that goes back to the argument, though. It's like the video games. Ooh, the video games are violent, so if the kids watch the video games, then there's a good chance they could go out and try to acquire a gun and do some damage. And there's got to, you just censor it. You just censor certain things. But the smoking, I mean, they're exposed to this every day. Who hasn't seen people outside of stores or whatever smoking? Because now with restaurants and with bars and almost any workplace, they ban smoking, so they, so people go outside and they gather. You think the teenagers don't see people smoking cigarettes? I don't buy that whole thing about the screen. I guess unless you wanted to go with the thought, which is what the CDC says, that it's glamorizes smoking, and that's the thing, that that children are influenced by that. So if they, if they watch the movies and they see that, geez, you know, it looks, the cute guy or the sexy girl is smoking, maybe I need to, maybe I need to be doing that, or it encourages them to go do that. I don't think that's how it is. I think it's whatever your peers do. If you run with a bunch of kids and they like to smoke, or they try to get cigarettes or whatever, chances are there might be the temptation. And if not, then probably it's not, it's probably, it's not a, an issue. Or just flat out, you can, I mean, hello, can people talk to their kids anymore about, geez, maybe you ought to not smoke because there's a chance it could lead to emphysema or cancer, you know, whatever. On that note, I'm going to leave you with this quote from Stanley Kubrick, who was a brilliant director, or controversial, depending on how you view his films. He said a film is or should be more like music than fiction. It should be a progression of moods and feelings. The theme, what's behind the emotion, the meaning, all that comes later.